After suffering through a few tough water years, farmers and ranchers in Bear Lake County prayed for moisture this winter. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today, with Farm Bureau spokesperson Sean Ellis talking about an abundance of snow in Bear Lake County.
The conventional wisdom of what farmers and ranchers are saying up there is, you know, we prayed for snow, we got snow, so we're not going to complain. But they've been absolutely hammered with snow this year. And the difference between this year and other years, you know, they've had a lot of snow in the past, but sometime during the winter it warmed up and the snow melted and they got more, you know, melted, got more. This year it hasn't melted since October. So they just have snow on top of snow on top of snow on top of ice on top of snow. And it's beginning to be a problem as, you know, dozens of structures have collapsed. Flooding's a concern now. Calving season's been very difficult because of the snow. But the farmers said they wouldn't trade the snowpack for not having a snowpack because that means drought and a tough water year. So they're going to make do and they will deal with it.
It turns out that dozens of structures, most of them ag-type structures such as barns, have collapsed under the weight of the snow and ice that has built up all winter. When the snow starts melting, the plentiful moisture will also delay planting this year in an area that has already had a short growing season. The main crops in the county are alfalfa, barley, and wheat, but farmers in the area will almost certainly be late in planting them this year. Snowpack in the Bear Lake Basin was pushing 170% of normal as of early April, and the snow was still coming. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks. Proud to represent the Ag Information Network.